This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Thousands of people are stranded this morning at Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport. That's where more than 1,000 flights were grounded yesterday, just days before the start of the Christmas travel rush. While power has been restored at the airport, the travel woes will be lingering for days. Stranded passenger James Beattie says handicapped people relied on other passengers to help them evacuate.
The escalators didn't work, no elevators. We were literally carrying people down the escalators, using them for steps, and carrying wheelchairs.
One of the passengers stuck in Atlanta yesterday, former Transportation Secretary Anthony Fox. On Twitter, he called the power outage a total and abject failure, adding that there is no excuse for lack of workable, redundant power source. Some conservative lawmakers are growing unhappy with Special Counsel Robert Mueller and his Russia investigation, but President Trump says he's not planning to fire Mueller.
No, I'm not. No.
That was the president last night returning to the White House from Camp David. Mr. Trump did question Mueller's acquisition of thousands of emails from the Trump transition team, although he says he's not worried about the content of those emails.
I can't imagine there's anything on them, frankly, because, as we said, there's no collusion. There's no collusion whatsoever.
Later today in Washington, the president unveils his national security strategy. The plan is to focus on four main themes: protecting the homeland and way of life, promoting American prosperity, demonstrating peace through strength, and advancing American influence in an ever-competitive world. The circumstances surrounding the death of a U.S. Army sergeant in Niger have come into greater focus. The AP has learned that a military investigation probe found that Sergeant LaDavid Johnson was not captured alive or killed at close range. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Geico presents unhelpful home improvement how-tos.
Overhanging trees present a real danger. During high winds, falling branches can damage roofs and windows. So today, I'll show you how to protect your home by wrapping it in bubble packaging. All you need is a staple gun and 142,000 feet of bubble packaging. Let's get started.
You could try to protect your home with bubble packaging, or you could get covered for personal property damage through the Geico Insurance Agency. Call Geico and see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
Dennis Prager here, and for 2 years now, I've been telling you about my wife, Sue, who tried Relief Factor because of her knee pain, and it worked. And if you're struggling with ongoing back or neck pain, shoulder, hip or knee pain, or general muscle aches and pain, do what my wife, Sue, did. Try Relief Factor. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call them toll-free 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384.
U.S. Senator-elect Doug Jones, the man who beat Republican Roy Moore in Alabama last week, insists he'll leave all the options on the table on votes next year.
The Alabama Democrat says he doesn't plan to label himself, in his words, as a progressive or a conservative Democrat, but a Doug Jones Democrat. In an early sign, Jones reiterated that he would oppose spending money to build a wall on the U.S.-Mexico border. He also said the GOP tax cut proposal that the Senate is supposed to vote on this week was, as he put it, plopped into a vote too quickly.
Congressional correspondent Linda Kenyon also says Senate Republicans are hoping for the United Caucus they will need to pass their tax overhaul bill, since no Democrats are expected to vote for it. One GOP senator will be missing, though. John McCain returned to his home state for the holidays after being hospitalized in Washington due to the side effects of his cancer treatments. His office says he plans to return to Washington after the first of the year. More at townhall.com. Gunmen have killed the mayor of Libya's third largest city.
Assassinations are not new to Libya, but this is one of the most high-profile killings this year. An official representative of Misrata's municipality told the BBC that the mayor was picked up from the city's airport by his brother late on Sunday. Their vehicle was ambushed shortly after by another car with four unknown gunmen. The assailants took Mayor Mohammed Shtewi after shooting his brother in the leg. Mr. Shtewi's bullet-ridden body was later found on a street in front of a hospital in the city. His killing has shocked people there because the city is seen as safer than most in the country.
The BBC's Rana Jawad reporting. Wall Street poised for a strong opening later this morning. Dow futures right now up by 127 points. A bright future for the NASDAQ today, too. NASDAQ futures ahead by 32 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
We're back with you, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It's the season right now when our kids are checking the list. You know, who's naughty, who's nice. They're on their best behavior. And now more than ever, we may be sensitive about our kids. And who doesn't want respectful, well-behaved kids who make good choices? And how can you encourage healthy attitudes, positive behaviors, and long-lasting values in children of all ages? Well, if these are some of the questions that you have in mind, amongst others, then you want to cozy on up to the speakers here and listen to our next guest, who is going to teach us about how to make children mind without losing ours. Okay, Dr. Kevin Lehman joins us now. He is the author of this new book, Making Children Mind Without Losing Yours, the internationally known psychologist, New York Times best-selling author. Has a great offer for us parents, practical advice that you can take note of. Dr. Lehman, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Well, I'm great. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific, and some of my kids are doing terrific. It's just some of those others we're still trying to wrangle in for some reason. You know, what worked for one doesn't work for the other. What's going up? You know, what's all that about?
Well, I think there's a lot of grandparents shaking their head at their kids and wondering if, wait a minute, do these kids grow up in my home or not?
Yeah, exactly.
Because what they're doing seems a little askew. Well, one of the things I like to challenge parents with is this. Is Almighty God an authoritarian? Does he take Bill or Kevin and twist our earlobe and tell us we will acknowledge him? No, he's not an authoritarian.
Mm-hmm.
Well, is he a permissive? He says, just do whatever you want to do. Well, no, he's not that either.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, he is the supreme authority. His holy word says every knee shall bow. So, as a parent and as an educator for years, I've been trying to teach parents there's only one way to rear a child. And they look at you like you got a screw loose. What do you mean only one way?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you have to be an authority over your children. God did not put you on this earth for you to be run over by a child that's shorter than a yardstick or by your smart-mouth 17-year-old son or daughter. So there's the paradigm. There's the model. Be in healthy authority over your children without being an authoritarian. The problem is that Bill Martinez and Kevin Lehman probably grew up in authoritarian homes.
Mm-hmm.
My dad would say, hey, 8 o'clock and he'd point.
Mm-hmm.
And that meant go to bed.
Yeah.
Now, if he didn't move, he'd come back with, you want to go to bed under your own power? Or you want to be ricocheted to bed?
Right.
But the point was, you're going to bed. Well,
that's
today's
right.
Parents, Bill, Brittany, sweetheart, it's 8 o'clock. Have you chosen to go to bed yet? I can't even say that with a straight face.
Exactly. Yeah, everything is negotiable with today's kids. And this is all part of the problem. It's interesting, Kevin, that you should bring this up, because I have long appreciated spiritual authority. And one of my favorite books on that topic is from Watchman Nee. And I think it's something that we all need to revisit from time to time. And I think you've spoken about this in earlier books. It's kind of when you get pulled over by the police officer. We're not in a negotiation. It's just you're going to sign the ticket and be on your way, right?
Well, and I point out to people, there is a place for authoritarianism. You know, the U.S. military doesn't send a young person a note that says, hey, listen, if there's any way possible you could be in Afghanistan by March 1st, we'd sure appreciate it. You know what I'm saying?
If
today's parents, again, this book, Bill, has sold well over 1 million copies. And I did a major revision on the book because families have changed so much today. There's so many blended families. And again, parents just don't get it. They're afraid to exert any type of authority over their children. But throughout this book, there's a theme about let the reality of the situation become the teacher to the child. And let me give you an example.
Okay.
I mentioned that smart mouth 17-year-old. He says, as only a 17-year-old can say, hey, get off my case. Get out of my life. Chill, man. Give me space. Don't have a cow, man. Okay. Now, this is a kid. Your wife pushed 8.5 hours to give life to. Let me point that
out. Right. Yeah, the 17-year-old genius. Yes, we all have one.
So after this little episode, an hour and a half later, same 17-year-old son. Hey, Dad. Yeah. Hey, can I take the car over to Jake's house? I want to shoot some hoops over there. Well, I'd love to help you, son, but right now I'm out of your life. Now, that's what I call let the reality of the situation become the teacher to the child. And it shows kids, hey, you can't run over your parent and then expect them to snowplow the roads of life for you. That's not life.
Yeah.
And so this reality discipline I talk about, I'm a former dean of students at the University of Arizona, and now I'm building charter schools across the country. We'll have 6 next year. And they're built on the premises of good old Ephesians 6, St. Paul.
Yeah.
And he says, children, obey your parents. It's the right thing to do because God has placed them in authority over you. So we don't take excuses. We don't accept excuses from parents, grandparents, or kids. Excuses make the weak weaker.
And that's, you know, this is a paradigm awakening, a reawakening. And I guess this is one of the reasons you needed to update the book and address, you know, these revisions in this new edition, right?
Well, Bill, you know, I think, again, I go back to the fact, I don't know about you, but I grew up in a very authoritarian home. And so many people who are teachers in God's kingdom really teach them an authoritarian vantage point with raising of children. Rearing of children is actually the proper term. But, you know, this isn't rocket science. And yet, as a father of 5, I'm here to tell you, you got to have a sense of humor. I mean, kids are kids.
Yes.
They're dumb as mud at times. And, you know, when the door slams in the house, here's a good example, I think. The door slams, okay? And what do most parents say to that kid who just slammed his bedroom door? Hey, don't you be slamming a door in this house, young lady.
Yes.
You know, and, you know, my advice to parents is add a little humor to it. Honey, excuse me, I'm not sure what that slam door meant. Does that mean you're sick of living in this four-bedroom home with premium Wi-Fi? Just checking.
Yes.
So, you know, don't make a mountain out of a molehill, but be an authority. When a kid throws a temper tantrum in the mall, young parent, that kid is literally saying, I'm an authority over you, and you're going to get me that treat.
Mm-hmm.
My advice, step over the child. There's a temptation to step on that little sucker, and that's illegal. Don't do that. But watch what happens when you step over a child. He'll run after you, throw himself down in front of you a second time, and what he's functionally saying is exactly what St. Paul railed about, and that is, hey, kid, You are not in authority over your parent. You need to honor your parent.
Exactly.
And that doesn't happen much in our country today, Bill.
No, it doesn't, especially as you say, kids have been empowered with certain laws today and has given them an inordinate amount of disruptive authority issues or at least the elements that they can utilize, which doesn't help the cause because, and this is what I think that, you know, this has to be, if anything takes a village, it might be the idea that we understand what are the basic principles in raising a child that other people would like to be around.
I think it takes a village to keep an eye on Bill, but that's a whole other story.
Yes, it does.
That'd be Bill Clinton, by the way.
Yes, right. Okay, well, thank you. But even me, too. But, you know, by the grace of God, we've been able to get through this. And what you have to offer here is very practical. And we've got more from Dr. Kevin Lehman. So stay with us, making children mind without losing yours, right here on Bill Martinez Live.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here with another important holiday message from KFC. This year, don't waste your holiday vacation cooking dinner. Instead, waste it watching TV or catching up on sleep. And let me prepare a homestyle meal for the family with a KFC $20 fill-up. That's 8 pieces of delicious original recipe chicken, 2 large mashed potatoes and gravy, a large coleslaw, and 4 biscuits. Just $20. All right, get along now. That TV isn't going to watch itself. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Available for a limited time only. Pricing and participation may vary. Tax extra.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Protect your family this holiday season with affordable leather ID Stronghold wallets and purses. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. That's coupon code PRESENT, also available at Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, or QVC. IDStronghold.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez Live.
Our conversation with Dr. Kevin Lehman continues. We're talking about his new book, which is an updated book. It was first released in 1984. It sold more than a million copies, Making Children Mind Without Losing Yours. Kevin, let me ask you, why do you believe parents struggle with making their kids mind?
Well, I think they try to micromanage them. One of my points in my book is, hey, don't always be asking your kids questions. And this is interesting because I think husbands and children have a lot in common. Husbands hate questions from their wives. Not many of us are brave enough to say that, at least publicly. And we hate the why word. Well, a kid comes home from school. How was your day today at school, honey? Fine. What'd you do in school today? Nothing. And then your kid goes to his bedroom, closes the door, takes out his cell phone that you gave him in fourth grade, shame on you, parent, and texts his buddies like a woodpecker that's got ADHD, and systematically shuts you out of his life.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is, let that relationship flow. Don't always be setting kids up for questioning. Again, us adults don't like it. Why do kids love it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that they won't. So if you want a relationship with your kid, well, here's another one. The kid gets in the car and turns the music up loud. What do most parents say? Turn that down. I can hardly hear myself think. My advice, I'd say to the kid, hey, turn that up. And the kid looks at you like, what? I mean, he can hardly hear because he knows it's loud. Turn it up. Man, that's got a great beat to it. Man, you must love that group. Hey, do you have a CD on that group? I'd love to put it in mom's car and see what she thinks of it.
Yes.
In other words, you have a choice, parent, today to enter your kid's world or not. So if you want to reach your kid, you got to get into their head. And by the way, all of you parents who are so changed by the grace of God, who is going to make the decision in your kid's life to follow Jesus Christ?
Yes.
Are you going to make that decision too?
Mm-hmm.
So I think when parents think it through, they say, you know, there is something to this, let the reality of the situation be the teacher to a child. Kid that doesn't get up in the morning for school. I mean, mom, how do you feel after you've yelled at your kids for 27 minutes and they fly out the door without breakfast and half dressed to hop on the school bus? Do you feel good about yourself? Well, the Lehman method would be, you know what, without warning, warnings are disrespectful acts, Bill.
Mm-hmm.
Let them sleep in. Let them be late. And, you know, in some school systems, kids can get contraceptives without your permission. The irony is, if they're late for school, they need a note. Well, let me help you write the note, Mom. Dear school, dear teacher, dear administrator, my son has absolutely no reason to be late for day to school. He stayed up way too late last night and didn't get himself up. Feel free to do it with your kids who are legally tardy. Love, Mom. And you put the tennis ball of life back in their court, and it doesn't happen in our homes.
Right, right. Yeah, it doesn't happen more than once probably after that because they will get the immediate result and consequence of their choice that they made. Dr. Lehman, let me ask you, why do children most often act out?
Well, most kids are attention getters. And I think this is what parents, a good question, by the way. Well, all kids are attention getters. The question is, does a kid get attention in a positive way or a negative way?
Mm-hmm.
If he doesn't get attention in a positive way, he's obviously going to continue to get attention in a negative way. But then he becomes powerful. And the power-driven kid, he's the kid that, Bill, if you said, hey, the sky's blue, they're going to tell you it's aqua.
Yes.
This is the kid that's got to have the last word on everything. And my advice to women who are married and your husband, I mean, are we husbands capable of saying something really stupid, dumb as mud, as I like to say, yes, we can.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And when a husband says something really stupid, my advice to women is look at him and say, wow, wow, fascinating. You could be thinking you're an idiot.
Yeah, right.
But don't say it.
Yeah, you don't, have to point out the obvious, right?
Yeah, exactly. Sometimes the kids, though, see, they'll throw things out for us just for us to make fools of ourselves. And I'm just saying, a kid throws something out at you, a curveball, say, wow, honey, interesting thought. You know, I'd like to give that some more consideration. Dad, I want to go to a rock concert 45 miles away. He's 16 years old. He wants to drive with other kids. Most parents aren't going to let the kid go. But my response would be, wow, that must be some group for you to spend that kind of money and drive that far. Hey, tell me more about that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, am I saying to let the kid go? No. In fact, my bottom line is he's not going.
Right.
But I'm going to hear him out.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to feel respected by me.
Well, as you say, that is staying engaged in the relationship at their particular level. Of all the advice that you offer in making children mind without losing yours, Kevin, what's the number one strategy that we should hold to?
Well, that's tough to pin it down to one, but I would say to make sure that your words match your actions.
Mm-hmm.
Give kids choices, but hold those little suckers accountable. And check this out, parents. A child, sometimes children deserve to be unhappy, okay? An unhappy child is a healthy child. Let's look at it that way. There's times your son or daughter has to be just downright miserable. Why? Because they disobeyed you, they talked back to you, they ragged on their sister or their brother. So don't get caught up in all the drama of the kids feel bad. That's part of the healing process. That's part of growing up. That's part of learning how to be a good citizen, is to realize you're not the center of the universe. And today, parents bring kids up to feel like they're the center of the universe. If that's true, somebody pony up and tell me, where's the room for Almighty God in a kid's life?
Exactly.
And there's none.
Yeah.
I can answer that question. I'm not that smart.
No, it's it does reduce itself to its lowest common denominator, without a doubt. Kevin, I'm sure you hear this from parents who say, gosh, I wish I'd have had your book, 10 years ago. You know, my son, my daughter, they're in their teenage years. How can I get control and regain control and help this kid be all that God has intended him to be? Because I haven't done a great job in parenting this wild one.
Well, sometimes an apology starts, but I think I'll throw you a curveball with my answer.
Mm-hmm.
My answer is toilet paper.
Mm.
Toilet paper. Okay. Your kid's 14 years old. I would get 18 jointed toilet papers. I prefer 2-ply.
Mm-hmm.
And right before his eyes, I'd sit him down and say, hey, listen, I just need a couple minutes of your time. And I would peel those off one at a time for dramatic sake, leaving you with 4 jointed pieces of toilet paper. I'd say, honey, you know what? You got 4 more years in this prison. And you made it very clear that you don't like living here. You don't like our rules. You don't like this. And you know what? I got to tell you, I think I've overdone it. But I pledge to you to be much more respectful to you, to listen to you. But I want you to look at these sheets of paper, because in 4 years, you're going to leave the nest and you're going to go out and you're going to cut your path in life.
Hmm.
And I want you to be everything that God would have you to be. But, you know, I can't make you be what I think you ought to be. That's a decision you're going to have to make. So it's sort of a coming together that says, listen, here's my apology. I've done a lot of things wrong. I pledge to do a better job, but I expect more of you, and you got 4 more years in this home. It's a point of reckoning, I think.
Yeah, I've said to my children, I think we live life. God has designed us to live life in like 5-year increments, that we're to learn something in each 5-year period. And if we don't, it carries on to the next. And it seems like if we don't learn it in the first 5 years, it's much more difficult in the next 5 years. I don't know how I've been able to see this, but this has been my observation. Does that have any validity in your world?
Well, absolutely. You know, I'm a shrink. You know, someone once said if you took all the psychologists that were in the world and laid them end on end around the entire globe, it'd be a pretty good idea just to leave them there. But, you know, what I've learned is, and one of the few things you'll get shrinks to agree on, is the first 5-6 years of life are just fundamentally important. The foundation gets laid. You know, train up a child in the way he should go. Well, train up. Do most of us train up children? No, we train down children.
Yeah.
I listen to their conversations before they go in Safeway supermarket or Kroger's. All right, listen up. No running around, no fooling around. Don't ask for anything, because the answer is no. I got to run in here and get something. Your father's going to be home in a few minutes. We got to get going. Well, is that training up or training down? I think it's training down in the way he should go. Doesn't mean the way you think he should go, parents. It speaks to how God would make you go. How God would have your kid go. I mean, I'm the guy that wrote the birth order book. I'm here to tell you, firstborns turn left, secondborns turn right, or vice versa. These little cubs that come out of the den are all different.
Without a doubt. Well, Dr. Kevin Lehman has been with us. His book, Making Children Mind Without Losing Yours, the book available in all the usual places. It'll be linked on our website. Dr. Lehman, where can the folks go for more information?
BirthOrderGuy.com. And people can go to DrLehman.com. Mm-hmm. You just got to spell it right. There's no H.
Yes.
L-E-M-A-N. We're poor Irishmen.
Well, Dr. Lehman, appreciate you being on with us.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Going in on group holiday gifts or planning a family ski trip sounds like a great idea, unless you're the one footing the bill. This year, don't let waiting for others to pay you back add to the stress of the holiday season. Consumers are increasingly turning to person-to-person payments to quickly pay each other through their mobile devices. According to a recent Bank of America report, 36% of adults currently use a P2P service. A millennial nearly double that rate at 62%. Earlier this year, Bank of America became one of the first banks to integrate the features of Zelle, a revolutionary new P2P service, into its mobile banking app, making it easier for customers to send, receive, and request money. Michelle Moore, head of digital banking, Bank of America.
With more than 2.5 million monthly Zelle users making more than 5 million transactions, it's clear that the move to cashless shows no signs of slowing. We're pleased to provide a safe and convenient experience for our customers, especially during the rush of the holiday season.
For more information, visit Bank of America's newly redesigned homepage at bankofamerica.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
Getting America back on track.
And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people.
Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's the way you like me, fresh every day, 9 to noon, Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Bill Martinez here, and as promised, we have the amazing one. Kreskin is with us. He joins us. We're going to talk about the what he predicts in 2018, and a couple of other surprises, because with Kreskin, that's what he's loaded with. You always got a surprise or two up your sleeve, Kreskin.
You know, Bill, I said this just before I went on the air. I love the I love the title of your program, because Bill Martinez. Is that the way I should say it?
That's exactly. Yeah, Martinez. Yeah, well, Bill Martinez.
Bill's correcting me, though, but I might be from a foreign country, New Jersey. I don't know. But I like the word live, because there's a spark about you. There's an interest and enthusiasm. It comes readily across in your voice. So I look forward to talking to you, Bill. And I want the folks to know the scenario, because I'm traveling constantly. I got to bed about 10 minutes after six this morning. I'm very alert right now, but you just told me, and that there was a pipe bomb explosion in New York City this morning. Is that what it was?
Correct. At 7:30 went off. Four people have been injured. It went off, thank God, prematurely, because you know, Creskin, you're very familiar with the Port Authority. How many, you know, just that street alone, there's like 2-3 million people go through in that area, you know. Yeah.
Thank God that, I mean, when you told me this, the first thing I'm thinking is, oh my God, how many people were gravely hurt? And it's a serious scenario, as we've talked about a couple of times in the past. We're in a multiple war-like situation in our country. I don't think it's a kind of a war that's been different than we ever went through before, because the attack is within, whether it's an overseas authority, whether it's a group of people that are associated with a part of a religious group. And I'm not talking about an entire religious organization, because
of course not.
Even the Muslims, it's perhaps only 1% or 2%, mm-hmm. but that adds up to 1 million plus people.
Exactly.
We're in a different setting today, and we've got to realize that this is in no way justifying what just happened. This is an absolute horrendous nightmare. And I work a lot with the police. I'm going to visit the headquarters here in the area just to discuss what's going on. But it's a different world right now. And
yeah, without a doubt.
I didn't know about it.
Yeah, well, Sebastian Gorka said that, you know, what happens now, today we live in a time when your first line of defense against terror happens the moment you leave your front door. This is where it is right now.
You just said something to me, because my remark was going to be not at this moment, but later on. We have to realize that now that certain, and I'm by the way, don't come down on me, those that are for the Second Amendment, because I am for the Second Amendment. But you have to understand, folks, and just please hear this, because I own a gun. I hate guns. I hate them violently, but I own a gun because I need it for house protection here. As far as walking around with a concealed weapon, I understand that we've been told, and it's an extraordinarily brilliant, in-depth, shallow, empty a remark to say that we're safer if we're carrying a gun. If that's the case, how many policemen have been shot that carry guns? How many people have been shot in the back? And when you're at night jogging, it doesn't do much good to carry a gun, because you can't see where the bullets are coming from. But at the same time, I am, and by the way, except for a few years ago, it was a couple of decades that military weapons were not allowed to be carried, because you can, this is going to be perhaps if I sound sarcastic, I don't mean to be, I mean to be ultra sarcastic. It's really possible to kill someone with one or two bullets rather than carrying a machine gun or what have you.
Well, Kate Steinle, it took one bullet, that's all.
That's right.
Yeah.
It took one solid, single bullet to kill a person. And this business of military weapons is out of control. By the way, I just want to say something. I would respect, I just want you folks to hear something I've repeated a number of times in recent months, because I do a lot of private engagements for corporations and what have you. As a matter of fact, New Year's Eve, believe it or not, I'm booked by a corporate head at his home. Not that he's, I was only going to be 4 or 6 people. It's going to be 40, 60 people or what have you. But at the same time, this our culture and our security has changed immensely, but I don't really feel comfortable. And Bill, I'd like to hear how you feel about it. To have kids wearing bulletproof vests, and I know that now is starting the sale, I just don't feel that this is the way I would have felt growing up. Now I admit that during the Second World War, we were taught to climb under a desk if there was an attack and what have you. But to be walking around with a bulletproof vest and a military helmet, is this what we want to have our kids growing up as part of their childhood? I'm asking you, Bill.
I don't believe that's what we want. But it's also why we need to be more vigilant. We need to take a look at all these things. Right now, the House just passed a bill that said that if you have concealed carry, you can go across state lines because of the problems that has created. There's also some empirical evidence to demonstrate, to your point you mentioned earlier, that people who, responsible gun owners, Creskin, these are people who go out, they practice, they are very responsible. They know when that round leaves that gun, they own that bullet. And they're very responsible to that end. And so does that, you know, say 100%? Well, we can't say 100% of the police who practice are perfect. You know, we're all human beings. There's going to be some mistakes that are made. But I believe that we should be able to exercise our Second Amendment right across state lines throughout this country, because the average response time for a police officer in when shooting has taken place, it takes, you know, can be minutes. I mean, sometimes as much as 12 minutes. Well, in 12 minutes, a lot of people are injured, you know.
And I have sat with police groups and saying to myself, can you imagine? Can you? And my brother was a policeman 18 years. Mm. I've been involved in 86 crime cases in my life. I've only been able to help with about a third of them. Those are stories in themselves that people right. don't know, because I rarely ever have ever gotten publicity on it because I have to give something back. But I've often sat with police saying, Chris, and my brother was, of course, amongst them, and members that I know with the CIA and what have you. Can you imagine the nightmare if when that shooting took place in the movie theater, the people were carrying guns? They said, Christ, and you know as well, don't say it. I said, there'd be more innocent people killed because people are not trained to use guns in a darkened movie theater. And yes, we are now allowed to carry guns in a church, and we're now allowed to carry guns in a school. Yes, I felt that there was a place, and by the way, I do not allow, when people visit my home, I do not allow them to carry guns. Mm-hmm. I have the right to do this, and I advise all of you listening and hear me. You have a right to, if your kid is staying overnight at someone's house. And I have close friends in Texas who have guns behind a locked apartments or what have you. You have a right to ask the family, do you have guns in the house? And if so, then you make a decision whether you want your kid to visit there or not, or stay overnight. Because, Bill, there's less chance of a kid being accidentally killed with a gun if there are no guns in the house. I'm not saying there should be no guns, but people are keeping guns under tables, they're keeping guns under beds and what have you. So we are, this is the most dangerous civilized nation in the world regarding guns of all the civilized nations. And this is not knocking the Second Amendment. I believe our founding fathers would be turning over in their grave today that we're now trying to pass a bill that we can sell guns to a person who's mentally ill. No. And I have a degree in psychology, but that doesn't mean that a person that's not balanced should have the right to carry a gun. I'm not going to get into that. I'll tell you what's hitting.
Well, we're coming to an end of this segment, Kreskin. That's okay.
Sorry,
we got into some of the political deal, but that's all right. It's always good to have everybody's insight, and that's what we're doing in Pursuing the Truth, is it's important that the conversation continues so that we work out the details. That's, to me, is most important. Kreskin is with us. We come back. We're going to take a look at what's to come in 2018. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 18 before the...
Money! 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 Money. You got to have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
This program is brought to you by Ball Aerospace. From distant galaxies to exoplanets and their atmospheres, Ball Aerospace enables cutting-edge science that advances astrophysics and expands our understanding of the universe. By combining mission expertise, technical innovation, and strong customer partnerships, Ball goes beyond the hardware to develop mission architectures that enable scientific objectives. Ball played a significant role in all of NASA's great observatories, Hubble, Compton, Chandra, and Spitzer, four flagship missions that have transformed space science. Ball helped scientists revolutionize exoplanet science through the Kepler and K2 missions, discovering nearly 2,500 exoplanets, including many planets in the habitable zone. Ball designed and built a groundbreaking optics and electronics system for the Webb telescope, NASA's next flagship observatory scheduled to launch in 2019. Ball is dedicated to working together with the science community to unveil the mysteries of our universe, advancing technology for tomorrow's astrophysics missions. Go beyond with Ball at ball.com/aerospace.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
We the people.
When I used to live in San Diego, there was a family that adopted us for Christmas, and they brought us a whole bunch of presents, and it filled out our Christmas tree.
When I was a kid, I'd always wake my parents up at like 5 o'clock in the morning and go and open presents.
The first Christmas at home with my children, it's the first time I've been around a family environment in a long time, so it felt good to have it.
Listen to Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. The amazing one, yes, Kreskin is with us. We're going to take a look, I promise, at 2018 in the midst of all this breaking news. But one quick sidebar, only because as Kreskin and I were talking about his infamous handshake, and I told him, I said, you know, I would be honored to experience his handshake because there's something real special about it. Go ahead.
Bill, I have to tell you something because if and you folks listening in, and it only takes a minute and a half to tell, there is a movie that Tom Hanks did called The Great Buck Howard, and it came out about 6 years ago, and John Malkovich plays me in the movie, as is announced at the end, because the movie was written by a former road manager of mine. Mm-hmm. By the way, the love story is not me, but they had to spice it up a bit. But everything that happened on stage through the whole movie, I could tell you the time, the place, the city that it took place in. Mm-hmm. But Tom Hanks said to me, this was on the red carpet in New York when the movie opened. He says, Kreskin, I got to tell you the good and the bad side about making the movie. And I feigned, I tried to hide my being surprised because Hanks is a very nice person. He has the persona, the naturalness that Regis Philbin has, which you see on, and you see on camera, is what he really is. I said, what do you mean? He says, well, Kreskin, Tom watched days of videos to get your mannerisms. So I said, yeah, he did a brilliant job. He says, let me tell you the downside. I said, what? He says, so help me God, Kreskin. For 3 days, Tom Hanks shook hands with 30 people every day the way you do, and we felt we needed a chiropractor automatically. You know what I'm saying? So now they're trying to figure out how to incorporate this in a television special. But Bill, it's not an act on my part. It's all my life. I have an energy. I jog 20 minutes every night, and I'm constantly, you know, in a bit of motion. So please, folks, don't be afraid of me. Bill, I got to tell you something. I have to tell you because it couldn't be avoided, and because I've worked in the business of show business and in a tremendous amount of time in television, know people in broadcasting and so forth. The talk, and it's beginning to get wearisome, of the molestation and the sexual charges is just going rampant and so on. Now, I've got something to say about this, because, of course, like any human, genuine human being, it is an abomination that people are molested and what have you. But let's look at this entire picture, because, you know, some years ago, we had a Red Scare in this country, and a part of it was navigated not by groups of people, but by a person by the name of Senator Joseph McCarthy. Mm. And I happen to have a great privy into the background, because I know a lot about the person who assisted him, his lawyer and everything else. But McCarthy was accusing everyone until Justice Welch during one of the hearings said, how can you be so cruel? He accused a young man that was just out of college that was working on the staff of being a communistic and what have you. Well, that was going on all over the place. But now we have the business of people who rightfully or at times maybe inaccurately have accused others of molesting him and what have you. Mm-hmm. It is interesting. It's changing our lifestyle. And my predictions, and I've had meetings, maybe in the past few weeks, maybe 38 meetings I was called in to discuss with businessmen the changes are taking place. First of all, there's now our business world is going to change very, very seriously, and it will finally erode into our private world. We're going to reach a point now where individuals are going to be taping, and I mean taping, almost every single business discussion taking place. And in some cases, some of the major corporations nationwide are now hiring attorneys, which I think is a sad situation, because the attorney business has become a major racket and is very much overcrowded. And I have personal friends who are some of the top attorneys. Say, Kreskin, we've never seen more corruption in the law profession than we have in recent times. So you got one attorney for every 200 and some people, which is unheard of. Mm-hmm. But the bottom line is, there are certain businesses now, every single conference or discussion in an office will be with an attorney sitting there at the other end of the room.
Well, Kreskin, we can only hope that we have a return to integrity, because if we have a return to integrity, then we have too many attorneys, and they'll just annihilate themselves, and that'll be fine.
But the problem now is going to be, it's going to be very difficult to be able to figure out when a human being in this country is talking to someone and not having it recorded. The amount of technical pieces, from pencils to what have you, that can record every single conversation is mind-boggling. And the problem is this, the psychological problem, because we have to remember, with these charges made, there are people who are remembering 40 years ago they were molested. 38 years ago, it is dramatic that they waited this long a time. I don't want to go into that, but it is. So we now, how do we know the person we're dealing with in the business world? And this is exactly what people have said to me as they sat there listening to me. Question, we don't know if someone's going to suddenly remember, after they've been fired, that they were molested some 20, 30 years ago.
Or sexually harassed or whatever.
Bill, when I grew up, I was taught in this country, I was taught something that's disappeared. I was taught that we were innocent until proven guilty. No. Now all you have to do, if you're with a company or where you have been fired, and maybe you get two or three other people, you only need two or three people to remember that they've had similar experiences, and the public will judge the person as guilty.
Well, look at Al Franken, look at Judge Moore. All this is allegation. There's no due process here, and everybody's jumping, you know, on this allegation, and now you're guilty until you try to, you know, reclaim any part of your innocence. I mean, this is incredible.
Meanwhile, Bill, you can damage a person.
Yes.
I'm not talking anymore about just famous people, some of whom are guilty, some of whom are not guilty. I don't know which is whom. I'm talking about it happening in, by the way, I happen to have become close friends with one of the, a very prominent attorney who said to that the company he's worked for the last 6 years. I said, yeah, why do you bring this up to me? He says, Kreskin, most of my work is dealing with the members of the company being accused of molestation. Mm-hmm. He says, what the public doesn't know, in this particular worldwide business, we've been dealing with this for 6 years. Mm-hmm. This is, when I was a kid, Bill, you had a very common thing. I didn't understand it, but it was a popular show business where famous people, women, were saying that this person created my child. My child is this person's child. Mm-hmm. That died because of DNA evidence, and today you have to prove that's the case. So you don't hear people trying to collect money or accuse someone because I had a child because of you or you or you or you or so forth. In this case now, you have an open court now because people can accuse all over the place. And it's a very serious, one of the things that's going to disappear in our culture is trust.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It'll be a very, very difficult thing to, I'm not going to say anything more, but if you knew the meetings I've had with business groups that are not on television, that are not in the movies and so forth, but are just concerned because they realize that this is going to become a tool which can be abused.
Well, maybe they need to listen to what Pence said in terms of not having dinner with another woman, only his wife, yet he was mocked by all the progressives. And, you know, maybe some of those old traditions that have been tried and true. We've only got a couple minutes left, Kreskin. No, it's okay. No need to apologize.
By the way, one of the big things coming up, and you'll have fun with this, I predict this is going to take place. There are signs of it already, but I talked about this last February. You're going to, and I'm not endorsing this, you're going to see program movies, stage shows all over the place, even in small towns, where they will have special nudity night and people will go in the nude. So help me, Bill. I never thought I'd ever predict this. This is not my lifestyle, but you're going to have nudity as a new fad in our culture. I find this almost hard to believe, but it's going to happen.
Well, it is. You think in light of this morality check that this country is dealing with right now, as you mentioned, just with all the harassment, I say a return to integrity. I think that if you want to make your life simple, then you better get integrous and get in line with it and say, look, I've made some mistakes and I'm going to do things different and make sure your doors are open, that you don't have an automatic locking door to your office when a female comes into your office, things like that. I mean, it's just ridiculous. And those automatic locking doors, they exist because people have been using them. It just wasn't in Matt Lauer's office, right?
And I happen to know situations where they exist. By the way, one of the areas, because my background's in dealing with the mind, I'm constantly performing. As a matter of fact, concerts all over the place. But I have to say this: one of the things that worries me is happening in medicine today with the proliferation of drugs and what have you. And drugs have been wonderfully successful in certain areas, but in many cases they're out of control. I have to say that the one thing, and top doctors I spoke to agree with me, that it's beginning to disappear, is the healing quality of a physician. So much is being done by electronic devices, by tests, by x-rays, by machinery and what have you, that the personal time that a doctor who started as a healer spends with you is becoming less and less.
Yes.
There is less healing in the medical profession today, and I know personally some prominent physicians who agree, because it's becoming replaced by machinery, and people can be healed by belief and conviction and support. And
right.
It's a very important thing for us, and those of you going into medicine, to be aware.
Yeah. That human touch is so incredible. The amazing Kreskin. I'm Bill Martinez live. Have yourself a great holiday.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, I'm Marcia.